The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., on this day, April the 22nd, 2016. It's a Friday, and I just want to thank you all for listening to the show today. And just before we went on air, my man, my brother, my friend, Scotty, and I were talking about Prince. And, you know, it's really, it took a while for it to really sink in for me, you know, the transformation that the great spirit has made, one in which the most beautiful part of life that we will all have the pleasure of engaging in, and that's the great transformation into another segment, another position, another time, and another space of our eternity. There is no such thing as a lie that man told you of death. They showed you something that was never living in its first place, that being your body. It was only a vehicle for the spirit that it contained. And to the overall manipulative nature and to the benefit of a few, there was another lie that they told you was about death. There is no such thing as death, else there would be no such thing as a birth. Because once the great spirit is created, it can never die. It could never be null and void, because the great creator God Almighty is not temporal as to man that shall lie. So I just want to say, once again, this is a great opportunity, and it's a great time and space to us always to go back into the greatness of our memories. This is why living is so important. It's like the great spirit of Prince said, life is but a party, but a party's not meant to last. And it was just so many things that this spiritual, great spiritual being, just as you are a great spiritual being, had shared with us all. And one of the things that we definitely should take away from the time that we were able to spend with Prince in a physical form at this physical time should be treasured. And it is. I know it is among you. So I just want to say thank you to you being the great spirit that fed, that appreciated, that helped develop and encourage Prince to do some of the things that you were able to share with him. But more importantly, the most powerful thing that was done was the harmonic energy that he put out that is eternal and will always be known. So just want to thank you and thank the great creator, God Almighty, because once again, a great masterpiece, how wonderful it is. So I want to jump into today's show, but at any time in today's show, if you would like to call in, it's a Friday. If you'd like to call in and talk about anything, we're going to go over some current events things, but if you wanted to talk about how you were blessed by the talents and the love of Prince, more than welcome. If you want to talk about anything else that went on this week, or went on this month, or you're more than welcome, because you're the reason why we do what we do and we do all of this collectively, and you support us and we want to support you. And I want to sincerely say that I love you. I love you all. So let's get into today's show. But before we get into today's show, we always go to the business at hand. In order for us to have Black Talk Radio Network, to have Tando Radio Show, to have all of the other programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, there is a crowdfunding campaign that we are having so that Black Talk Radio Network can meet its financial needs in order to stay on air. In order for the love to continue to go, the information to continue to be seeded so that you can actually bear good fruit from the roots that are established from you, not rejecting knowledge, but actually leveraging it and using it to your advantage. This is where the best fruit of all is brought to bear by you using that in a very benevolent, loving, giving, caring way. So, so important. And believe me, man would tell you, have you to think that cash, money is the means to all happiness and everything else. That is not true. What is the means to everything is what they have no truth of their history of telling. The means to everything is that you were created. You didn't ask to come here. And not being asked to come here, it's so important to understand why you were here. That was to sustainably ensure that the great creation that you will have will flourish and serve others. This is why Black Talk Radio Network is so important to us. So financial donations are definitely needed in order to continue to reach each other by this medium that we call the radio, by this medium which we call Black Talk Radio Network, by this medium that we call our sovereign, self-determining direction that we decide among ourselves. We sit down at the table of negotiation instead of people sitting down at the table of negotiation to discuss us. We are at the head of it. And this is so important. So the crowdfunding campaign that you can engage in, you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and go to the crowdfunding digital black media, and you will see it there. And the first option is if you make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. You will receive the monthly statistics report and you will receive the social media operations via email. That is for your donation of $24.99 or less. All donations are greatly appreciated, and those donations are what it needs to continue to have Black Talk Radio Network. Option two, make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. And in addition to receiving what you will receive in option one, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, all you would have to do is provide $25 for every t-shirt that you would like to have. If you need three t-shirts, then you would need to contribute $75. If you want two t-shirts, it would be $50. If you want four t-shirts, it would be $100. And the t-shirts have already started to go out, and as you heard on, what day was that? It was on Tuesday. Scotty said he's in the works of making a t-shirt for our, for the ladies and the great women that we have within this creatively strong nation. So ladies, there are definitely t-shirts that are going to be made specifically for you. So that is something that is in the works. Next would have option three. Option three is to become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you and a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirts as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts as a appreciation from the radio station for your financial support. So if you are interested in engaging in and supporting Black Talk Radio Network, you can go to the www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and you go to the crowdfunding, digital black media crowdfunding campaign. And the donation button is right there. You can pay now by Master, Visa Card, American Express, Discover, or by PayPal. So you can definitely do this, and make sure if you are trying to donate $25 or more, make sure you leave a good address, a good mailing address for your t-shirt along with the size that you would like to have. And make sure you do that for each one. If you're getting multiple t-shirts, make sure you have a size indication for each one. So this is how we can support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, tell your friends, tell your family member about Black Talk Radio Network, because it's very important that we do so this network can continue to grow. Now, let's jump into what's going on before we get started into, let's jump into what we have on Facebook. But before we jump into Facebook, I just want to tell you all that our Precious Metals website is up. We're still building on it, so bear with us with that. If you would like to purchase Precious Metals, you can go to prosperitymint.com. That's prosperitymint.com. And there you will be able to buy all of the five investment grade precious metals. You'll be able to buy platinum, palladium, rhodium, and silver and gold. That's silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium are available there. And the fees that you see for the overall metals, that includes, we have free shipping, and that includes the insurance, shipping, and handling for all of your purchases. So go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, to order your precious metals there. And of course, we've been talking about this for a while, the real reason why this is so important. After this weekend, we're going to be adding copper, where you could buy ounce of copper, which is very, very important. You could buy it from prosperitymint.com here with us. And this is now you have an opportunity to actually have real money and start to save in real money. And it's so, so important. Also, we have our Precious Metals class. If you're interested in signing up for the Precious Metals class, please contact me by texting me at 951-790-8330. Why, when people always talk about when people get to a telephone number, they speed up in their overall. They speed up when they're given the number. It's amazing. I've watched that with many people and heard many people do it, and I always laugh and I always try to make sure that I don't do that. And it's easy to do. That just shows the power of repeating what you hear and what you see. So if you need to contact me, you can contact me for the Precious Metals class, and you can reach me at 951-790-8330. You can call or text me there, or you can also reach me at email at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. You can email me there And let me know if you would like to get into the precious metals class. We also have the preparedness class that we're engaging in. If you'd like to get involved in that, you can use the same numbers, 951-790-8330, or go to wolf6pack1@gmail.com and reach out there. Both are very critical classes in today's time. Very, very, very important. So if you're interested in that, definitely reach out. And we are still engaging in the iMarkets Live opportunity. You can reach us. You can go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com and sign up there through us. And once you sign up, I'm going to be placing you under some other people that are within our group. So if you're interested in learning about the Forex market, and believe me, man, someone called me today and said, thank you, Dave, for the trade. They gained a significant amount. I think it was around $200 or more from the trading that we did. That was just today. And this individual has done very, very well off of what we talk about in our trading class. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me. And then there may be some other things and some changes that are going to be made, but I will keep you informed as to those things, because the opportunities there are good and great, and it's something that you need to know. You need to increase all streams of income that you possibly can, and then transfer your cash into real money as soon as you possibly can by getting real assets. Okay? So if you're interested in that, call me or text me, and I will answer your text pretty much right away. But if I'm unable to answer the phone, I will definitely call you back as soon as I possibly can. Okay, so those are some of the things that are very, very important. We will talk about the precious metals and how you should be and why you should be engaging in that. And we would love for you to be customers of ours. We've had our first couple of customers. I just want to thank you all for that faith and that confidence. We will definitely take care of you. You know who you are, our first customers. Truly, truly appreciate. As soon as we get going here, there are some things that I want to do as an appreciation to you all, and also support Black Talk Radio Network without a doubt, because this is what we're all about, and the other programs that are here that are on Black Talk Radio Network. So let's jump into some of the stories that we have posted here in Tando, and then jump into today's show. But at any time today, if you'd like to talk about, if you wanted to talk about Prince, let's do it. What was the significance of Prince in your life? From the music to the individual to the spirit. What was it that was significant about you? Even if you didn't like the music, what was something that you did? What was something that you admired about the individual? Because this was a truly, truly dynamic spirit and truly dynamic living being that is still living, but has made the great transformation that is the best part of life. And you will engage in that, the beauty of that yourself. So let's not act the way that we've been taught through fear, saying that we should fear something. Our spirits are much more dynamic and important to that. But what we really need to focus our energy on is how we live our lives in all parts, in all phases of our eternity, because how you live your life here, I believe, this is my belief, there's a big difference from a no. I believe that transfers with you everywhere you go, and it's a progressive nature of learning and developing. So why not develop yourself to the fullest right where you are in this moment of eternity? so that you can develop yourself far beyond what has been expected of you by your own self, because the great creator has created you to create and to actually have a life that emulates the great gifts that were given to you, and to actually be the, not only the image, but be the fullness of the power of creation thereof. So let's take a look at some of the things that are in Tando. But by all means, give us a call if you'd like to talk about anything today. So let me just pull this stuff up, our stories up. And we'll get going in today's show. Okay, now, the first story that we left with yesterday that we weren't able to really talk about, and I want to share with you is this one came from the Atlantic.com, and it says the secret shame of the middle class America living paycheck to paycheck. And it says nearly half of Americans would have trouble finding $400 to pay for an emergency room visit. And it says in this article, I'm one of them. And this is very important. We're going to come back to this. There's three stories that we're going to look at today before we move on in the show. This is one, the Teamsters is one, and the Pennies is one. So we're going to come back to this. Very important. Next one, middle-class families, pillar of America dreams, are no longer in the majority, study found. National middle class, a long pillar of the U.S. economic and fundamental of the American dream, has shrunk to the point where it is no longer constitutes, and this came from the LA Times. Couldn't read the rest of it because that was just a small caption that was there. That was from the LA Times, middle class total erosion. We already know that, but there's something much more to that that we need to actually discuss. Next article comes from ProPublica.org, and it says, why haven't bankers been punished? Just read these insider SEC emails. Right after the financial crisis, an SEC lawyer for a loan struggled to get his agency to crack down harder on Goldman Sachs bankers. This is a very, very important article. Check out this because it's telling you of where things are going and what you're really dealing with. Next article comes from the globalresearch.ca. 10 reasons why Bill and Hillary Clinton do not deserve a third term in the White House. And I said, this was my commentary. And I thought of my man Scotty right when I read this article. And this is something that we should, if we had time, we'll go over this one. And one, I said, I could name more. But the race for president is really the scam for celebrity figurehead. None of these sociopaths and psychopaths care about people. They're addicted to power and control, which is displayed in a global body count that would have been recognized under same conditions as a sweeping global pandemic of murder. This is really what these people are all about. And it has this picture here, and all I could do is just look how shallow they've gotten us to, not you all, but the general population. Look how shallow they've gotten you to respond to different things based in emotions, thinking that some Democratic Party or some Republican Party or some any kind of party was a party where you were invited and included in. Then thinking that these individuals were like you in some way, that they cared about you. And look at this, the acting and just this, the celebrity environment of it all. It's sickening. It is totally sickening. But the 10 reasons why Bill and Hillary do not deserve a third term. Doesn't matter if it's Bill or Hillary, anybody, that if we continue on this path, we will get no different results than what we've gotten for the past 500 years. If we continue on this path, there will be no different result than what we've gotten in the past 500 years, 600 years, 700 years, 1,000 years. Until we change that direction by not doing the same thing over and over again and deciding to collectively change our overall consciousness and to do something much different than what we've done before, there will always be a selection by their election. So check out that article. Next one comes from, where does this one come from? This one comes from Sputnik News. Palmyra Arch, destroyed by Dashiell, now stands tall in the center of London. A replica of the famous Palmyra arches, which date back to 1932 AD, was destroyed by Dashiell, also known as ISIL, last year, has been unveiled in London. So check out that article. Has a lot to do with what's going on in the world. Next article comes from theatlantic.com. 1,700 people are still missing after Ecuador's earthquake. The government officials in Ecuador are now reporting 525 deaths were caused by Saturday's earthquake, but there are fears that a tally could climb much higher. Check out that article. Next article, cheap oil is taking shipping routes back to the 1800s. Plummeting oil prices have had many effects. One is that it may be cheaper for ships to travel right around Africa than to go through the Strait of the Suez Canal. Very, very important. Let me tell you why this is so important. Have you ever heard of the Silk Roads? All of those old trade routes. Well, those trade routes are starting to become more prevalent and open up. Why? Because the economic change of power is at hand. The Suez Canal served the purpose of something known as the petrodollar. Oh man, this stuff is really getting deep. And I don't think we'll touch on this, but hopefully as this grows, you know, maybe we'll touch on this one because this is really, really important. Read this article, but read it with a discerning eye, and you'll see. Next, this one, 6.0 quake strikes Ecuador amidst recovery efforts. A 6.0 earthquake has struck off the coast of Ecuador. U.S. geologist USGS reported. New trembles come just days after a devastating 7.8 earthquake. At least 587 people in South American countries and numerous others missing. Now, I just want to say this. I don't know if any of you have ever been in an earthquake. For the individuals that have, do me a favor. Call in to today's show and just give people a synopsis of what a earthquake is, what it's really like. And I would tell you this. I've been in many earthquakes, but I've been in one big earthquake. That was the earthquake of 92 in Los Angeles, and it registered around 6.4. And let me tell you, I had just gotten off of work, was driving home, and it was a very, very, and I, at the time I lived in San Pedro, California area, the part of Los Angeles down by the LA, Harbor. And that area at that time of the year was it was in January. That time of the year gets really foggy from time to time. And it was the foggiest I've ever seen it. And I was on riding a motorcycle home at that time. And it was so foggy. It was scary. No. I didn't ride my bike that day. I was driving my truck and I couldn't see 2 feet in front of me. Even with your people were putting their hazards on, you couldn't see anything. Some of the people that live in California, up in Northern California, they know what I'm talking about. Fog so thick, it's ridiculous. So it was one of those days. And I remember going home, just getting in the bed, just getting to sleep. And I'm a very, very light sleeper. And then the earthquake hit. And I know exactly because when I sleep, I'm very cognizant of everything going around. Even, you know, when within my dreams, and some of you probably, you know, do this too. I actually don't allow myself to go into a complete dream state. I've always maintained my overall consciousness in my dreams to where I know I'm dreaming, You know, you do this also, but I dictate my decisions in my dreams. So I'm very aware of everything that's going on around me, even in my sleep. So it felt like a 500-pound gorilla had just jumped in my bed when the first tremor hit. And I wake up and I see my ceiling looking like waves in the ocean as it moves back and forth. And I grabbed my gun because I actually thought a gorilla was, no, that was my actual thought. I said, Dad, a gorilla's in the bed. And so I grabbed my gun. Man, it's crazy. So a 7.8, I couldn't even imagine. A 7.8 will shake you out of your bed, will throw you out of your bed and throw you all over. When you go through an experience like that, and at that time I was living in, they didn't mean to go off, but I'm going to let, you know, sometimes with Tando Radio Show, I let the spirit go where it's going to go. Just to give you an idea. And then my whole house lit up like it was 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Why? Because where I live was a lot of oil refineries, and the gases from the oil refineries started to not explode, but they were trying to release as much gas vapors as they possibly could. And it lit up the whole area like the sun. And all I could look out the window and see the stacks at the oil refineries shaking. And I was like, oh man, this is it, because they are about to blow. And I was relatively close. So if they would have blew, there was no need for me to even run to try to get in the car, get the family in the car and go anywhere. And I'm starting to see the bed move, and I'm starting to see things in the room. It was shaking so hard that things in my closet was falling off of the rack. And you couldn't move. You couldn't move. You couldn't run. It was just throwing you everywhere. And it lasted for a while. So if you had any experience with any major earthquakes, definitely, you know, a 7.8, it won't take long for buildings to completely collapse, And I remember seeing, because everything was lit up, the 110 freeway was not that far away from me. And I could actually see it doing just like my ceiling. It was had like a wave motion to it. And it was, I tell you, I was like, oh man, this is going to be it. This house is coming down. And so just wanted to give you, so a 7.8, couldn't imagine. Their aftershock was worse than the worst earthquake. No, it wasn't worse, because I was in a 6.4. The different 0.4s is like 10,000. Each point is 100,000 times stronger than the point below it. So a 6.0 is 100,000 times stronger than a 5.9. So a 7.8, and then what they had in Japan, which was really probably a 9.3. Oh man, poof, forget about it. I pass on that. So next article comes from Superstation 95, and it says, and I said, my commentary is, I wouldn't be surprised if a major earthquake hit Cali soon. You know, I was talking about California. Sidewalks starting to buckle in California. Earthquakes fears grow. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I remember that evening I was on my lunch break, and that's when the first tremor hit, but it was different. That tremor was so sharp and so strong that my partner and I looked at each other and we was like, uh-oh. And that one hit about 1:25 or so in that evening. So that morning. So just to give you an indication. So I wouldn't be surprised. I don't like to see California, because I have friends, family, you know, that are still there, but they, you know, prepare for it. And a lot of people, because they live in Southern California, they get semi-prepared for an earthquake, which means they're not prepared for anyone at all. And I don't get how you're not prepared for an earthquake, and you live in earthquake country. And you went through, anyone my age, you went through that 6.5 in Northridge and in L.A. and just the other ones, you know, and they have no sense of preparation at all. They get used to it. Like, it's all right. It's not a big one. I wait for the big one. Well, when the big one comes, you're not going to be able to do nothing but have a big cry and be sorry that you didn't do anything about it, because this is totally debilitating. So everyone in California, get prepared. Next article, very, very, very telling. We'll probably touch on some of this today. As your friend is, this one comes from the Telegraph. It says, as your friend, let me say that the EU makes Britain even greater. In 1939, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt offered a toast to King George VI in the White House, and persuaded that the greatest single contribution to our two countries, and that was just the sub. I don't know what the rest of it says, but we'll talk about this. The celebrity figurehead, CEO, has been making rounds. They stopped in Saudi Arabia, got smacked down there. Stopped in England, got smacked down there. Why? Because some very telling things. And there was a news conference and a press conference that David Cameron and Barack had today. And it was very telling with some of the things that they said. He even said, I'm not here to fix an election. If you go back and listen to that, he actually said fix an election, because that's what these people do. They fix elections. Meaning they're going to try to fix that election for whatever they want to fix it for. They tell you everything if you just learn it. Listen, and they talk about the 70 years, seven. Another thing, symbolic. The economic collapse is at hand, people, and you really, really need to prepare yourselves for it if you haven't started. And you really need to really engage in it to where every opportunity that you can, you really need to be doing this, because this is time that you could be using constructively for your overall prosperity, gain, and self-determination and sovereignty in the future. So next article comes from newseurope.eu. Russia, India, and China seek common ground. And there's a picture there. It says the foreign minister Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov, and India's foreign minister Seema Swaraj left to right ahead of the 14th Russian, India, China, I can't see what that is conference or group, I guess that is. Very, very telling. You are looking at the new power base economically, geopolitically, resource base, and military prowess has now switched to the BRIC nations. And this is very telling for China and India to be standing together in this, and when they have been arch enemies for many years, and they actually engage in military confrontation, unreported military confrontations on their borders. So this big business has a way of making enemies friendly. That's why the Russians are in the middle. So very, very telling. Next article that I didn't get to post, and this is very telling. Halliburton fires one third of its global workforce. Halliburton is going to get rid of one third of its global staffing, and sees overall a 30% drop in its year global drilling. This is huge, and a 50% decline in North America. So this is telling. I'm going to just tell you this. The CEO of, one second, the president of, I'm sorry, of Halliburton said, this is what he said. What we are experiencing today is far beyond headwinds. It is unsustainable. I'm telling you, it's coming. And you need to really be prepared and actually bunker down and hunker down. Cut out some things in your life and get ready for what is coming, so that you can be on the position, on the side of opportunity, instead of being at the mercy of those that have manipulated the craft. And they are going to, when they get everybody on their knees and begging and pleading for some relief, they're going to give you the relief that they want you to have on their terms. And believe me, if you think it was bad now, you have no clue as to what these people are going to have in store. It's going to be far worse. So there are things that you can do, and you need to engage in those things. So we ran that on some of the current events. What is posted there in Tando Radio Show. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of a commercial break, we want to take a look at a couple of key stories, and then we want to get, if we have time, we will get into, I'm not quite sure, but we may get into the 96-hour, the greatest margin call ever. We will get back into that role play. If not, we will definitely pick up that role play on Monday. But there are just too many things that I want to get you ready and prepare for, because I'm going to say this. I do believe that your overall time to get prepared is becoming quite, quite short. They are telling you in so many words, and the announcement is going to be, is just around the corner, where the everyday person will know, hey, what's going on? What just happened? And it is, you don't want to wait to then, because you won't be able to contend or compete with the rest of the world clamoring for some of the assets and the resources in order to provide a hedge from the economic calamities and the overall economic power paradigm switch from a debt-based economy to a asset-based economy that is going to be sealed in war, death, famine, and disease and depopulation. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, but at all, this is Friday. If you'd like to talk about anything, jump on. I don't care what it is. I would love to have to hear from you, some of the Tando Radio Show listeners, about what did Prince's music, his spirit, and what did he mean to you, and how do you see some of the influences that he had on all. And what were some of the things that Prince was really trying to get across to people that people may have not picked up, but the brother was and is, I hate to say was, the brother is truly, truly dynamic. Even if he didn't have his catalog of music that is going to be left, it is still wonderful. And I'm going to tell you this, I will not be purchasing any of Prince's music anymore. The stuff that he had in the vault, I will not purchase that at all. And there's a reason why I won't purchase that, because it was in a vault for a reason. And in this world, what they try to do is they try to enslave and steal people's talent. And then once their value to all, when they have a more of a monetary value to the system, dead than alive, then what I do is I do not buy anything. I will listen, but I won't purchase. Because if Prince isn't here to dictate how that is to be disseminated, his talent, then I'm definitely not going to engage in some possible people that may have actually had a financial gain in his death to actually partake in that. I won't partake in it. If Prince put it in the vault, then I say let it stay in that vault for 200 to 100 years from now. And then let it be a part of the historical ledger of some of the times that we were in now. That's just me. What's your take on it? I won't do it. So if you have a question, I mean, if you have a comment on that, give us a call. What do you think about that? Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit *61. We'd love to hear what you think about that. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to engage in today's show. We'd love to hear from you.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to the Sando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Sando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, it is a Friday, so we have whatever you want to talk about, definitely you can jump in, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and hit *61. I'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. Would love to hear from you. Never be ashamed or afraid to call this show. This is your show. I appreciate and we hold your opinions as something that we all should learn from, because we don't all think the same. We don't all see the same thing. And it's so important that we give the report of to the people that what needs to be known. And it's so, so important that we share things among ourselves so that our people can be informed, because we are not the ones that perish because we don't reject knowledge. That is so, so important. So, yeah, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Okay, so there's a couple of articles I want to take a look at. And like I said, a very important one is comes from theatlantic.com. And this article, very, very important, very telling, tells us a couple of things about some of the things that's going on and what we need to actually think about. And this one says, the secret shame of the middle class. Nearly half of Americans will have trouble finding $400 to pay for an emergency. I'm one of them. So, and this one was written by Neil Gabler, and here it is. Since 2003, and this was in the May 2016 issue. Since 2003, the Federal Reserve Board has conducted a survey to monitor the financial and economic status of American consumers. Right there. The American consumers. Stop. We got to stop right there. See what they think of you as only. And we just totally just think, oh, they're just doing a survey, and it not even realizing what they're surveying, how effective they are to get you from being what? Free, independent, sovereign, and self-determining. Let me tell you what a consumer is. Consumer is a politically correct way to say one that is the that they exploit. A consumer is a slave, a financial slave. A consumer is one that consumes everything and saves nothing and is dependent upon the provider, needs a provider. A fire consumes. It continues to eat and to destroy when it's being ignited. Yes, the earth responds to the fire is where it brings forth the response. The fire doesn't bring it. It's the living force that's been burned by the fire that regenerates. The fire does not regenerate. It is the earth that's been scorched by the fire that bears new life out of the ash, because it speaks to the prowess and the strength of the earth, because the earth is not the consuming factor. It responds to what has been consumed, because deep within is true treasures. Deep within is true treasures and capabilities, and its intrinsical abilities is to bring forth sustainability. When you are a consumer, you are always in a constant state of deficit. And this is what the Federal Reserve Board wants to keep you. And how do they keep you there? By not teaching you anything about being a saver. Did this article say, since 2003, the People Prosperity Board has conducted a survey to monitor the financial and economic status of the American saver? No. Because then that would move you into a different category. That would mean that there was a different form, a style of people that's out there. Instead of one that is actually benefiting from the economic environment, now it's one in which people that are being exploited by it. So, very telling thing. And this is one of the things that I always try to just bring to everyone. It's just a different way in looking at things. Reading between the lines. Well, why did they choose those words? Because all words have power. All words have capability. Why did they use those words? What are they really trying to convey? What are they really saying their intent is? The intent here is to keep people enslaved, and they do surveys to see how effective their programming is. So I don't pass up on anything. This is why one of the things that I do when I read some things, I read the same sentence 6 to 7 times. I'll even try to read it backwards. I'll even sometimes try to read it upside down. I take my time with it. And then I think on every word, and I try to put myself and try to connect energy-wise with the spirit that wrote this from this standpoint. What were they trying to convey? Not for me to align myself with it, but to identify it. And this is also one of the things that Brother Davis on Wise Wednesdays is really moving and trying to get people to have that type of balance where all of the energy around you needs to actually be filtered by you and actually have an engagement by you. But engaging them from your position of advantage and from you engaging in it for a purpose. And hopefully that purpose is a very benevolent one. Because there are so many malevolent agendas out there that they're easy to pick up on when you can discern them and be able to identify them. So you'll know who you should actually who you should actually being offered help to and to assist in their overall journeys, and they can also assist you. So that was what I picked up from there. Goes on. Most of the data in the latest survey, frankly, are less than earth shattering. 49% of part-time workers would prefer to work more hours at their current wage. Okay, check that out again. Most of the data in the latest survey, frankly, are less than 49% of part-time workers would prefer to work more hours at their current wage. Less than 49%. 29% of Americans expect to earn higher income in the coming year. That's 29%. 43% of households, 43% of homeowners who have owned their homes for at least a year believe its value has increased. But the answer to the one question was astounding. Was astonishing. The Fed asked respondents, how would they pay for a $400 emergency? The answer, 47% of the respondents said that either they would cover the expenses by borrowing or selling something, or they would not be able to come up with the $400 at all. $400. Who knew? Now let's stop there. One more time, let's go through that. The Fed asked respondents, how would they pay for a $400 emergency? The answer, 47% of the respondents said they would either cover the expense by borrowing, they love to hear that, or selling something, they love to hear that. Or they would not be able to come up with the $400 at all. $400. Why would the Fed do this survey? And let me ask you something. Why in the hell would you answer these people? Hopefully the people that answered them totally lied. Just because somebody, well, let me tell you why I say that. Just because somebody asked you a question doesn't mean that you have an obligation to tell them what you think or give them the truth that you know. And what do I mean by tell them a lie? They are being dishonest and disingenuous in their whole thing. So give them the lie that they're looking for. Or don't even answer it at all. Because you have to look at over these years, what have these people been doing? What are they really doing? They are data mining to find out if their efforts are succeeding. And guess what? If their efforts are succeeding, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Continue that path. If their efforts aren't succeeding, what do you think they're going to do? Speed them up. Just because someone asks you a question doesn't mean you have to answer them at all. Or there is no obligation to tell them anything partial of their fraud. If they're an honest person and you love that person, well then because of that love and honesty that you have, there's an obligation that you may feel to reveal some form of truth to them. But no one is entitled to your truth. Just because the school told you and they said, and you got to be honest and all of that, man, listen to me. You have an obligation to be honest to those that you love. And those that have earned that position with you, and those of you that you have proven that that is essential and required and necessary. So now, this is what the Fed did. They love this survey because it tells them what they're doing is working. Now they're going to want more than 47%. Do you know what they really want? They want 85%. They want 90%. Because they have an insatiable appetite. Look at their question. If you had an emergency, what would you do? What would you do? That's because they want you to be in a constant state of emergency. They didn't ask if you had $400 to save, what would you do? Because they created that environment to do. See, they've taken the negative side in everything because their demonic agenda is coming out right here by their question. We got a caller in queue. Definitely want to go to our callers instead of keeping them waiting. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, brother? That's Mel.
Brother Mel, what's going on, bro?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, brother.
Yeah, I wanted to get your opinion or get your take on a question. I was wondering if, in the event of a collapse, do you think, like you were saying, how that people were going to eventually have to work basically for free? But mm-hmm. I'm saying, do you think they'll target the people, you know, with outstanding student loans, back child support, mm-hmm. those type of, do you think that they'll go after them first? Because the student loan debt is a big portion of our national our
debt. Yeah. Mhm. It's a huge bubble. Yeah.
So yeah, I was just wanted to get your take on that. That's all.
Yeah, man, that's a great, great question. Now, let me say this. Let's think about this strategically, asymmetrically. One, what you want people to go to your schools and to learn your way of doing things and have them pay for it. Yes. Then what you want them to have been schooled. See, this is the key. Most of the institutions, they're not educating you on anything. They're actually teaching you what they want you to know and to recite and to repeat. They basically, as you always hear me say, they're obedience school. They want you to actually go to school, to be schooled in obedience and to do it their way. They don't give you an education. None whatsoever. So to answer Mel's great question, yes, they are definitely going to target those individuals first and foremost. Why? One, because they've already been schooled and conditioned to follow the rules, and they think that they're going to get something in return. Not even knowing when you put that cap and gown on, when you put that square on your head, you didn't even know what you were engaging in. Look up the ritual that goes along with that and that ceremony that goes along that. Why you put a square on the top of your head in a black gown, and you'll be surprised. You will find yourself looking into demonic rituals, to give you a little hint. Now, what would they target them? Of course they would. Why? Because those are the individuals that have shown themselves to do what? Be willing to do what the system has established in order for them to get ahead. So now what do? You collapse the overall student loan debt. Oh, you tell them that you're going to wipe out the debt and everything else. Then you wipe it out. But guess what? No debt can be wiped out that way. It either has to go into default or have to be served. So basically it goes into default. And if it goes into default, who do you think is the holder of that debt? Somebody that's going to want to collect. Regardless of what the government said, because the government won't be in a position to defend you at all, nor would they, because they don't care about you. Only thing they want to do right now is to get you to pay for the Saudi Arabia's dumping of the treasuries. Student loans is a way to do it. So what do? You take individuals that have gotten certain degrees, certain things, and certain that. Now you tell them, listen, you are in default, and this is what you're going to have to do to work off your. You're going to have to show up at this purse, at this place, at this FEMA region and do these tasks. And you're only going to be paid this here because either that or debtor's prison because you're already in debt. Remember that student loan you had? Oh, well, when the U.S. government tried to wipe that debt out, it didn't work. And the actual holder of that debt made a margin call, said everybody needs to pay their debt right now. Or lose what? Their assets. And what assets do you have? They're going to say, well, you don't have any assets to make payment on this or to service this. So we're going to take the greatest asset that you really have, and that's your free will and your energy. Thank you. You've already been trained in our school, so show up here and work, and you're going to be working for free. Oh, what did Harriet Tubman say? I freed thousands of slaves. I would have freed thousands of more if they only had known they were slaves. And they told you and they tricked you that saying that education was the key, that may be true, but guess what? You never got educated in anything. You got schooled in everything. So, yes, I do believe that they are going to definitely target intrinsical people that have things that can serve them. Definitely. And when will this come? At the appropriate time. The executive order has already been signed. An executive order is not a law. None whatsoever. Oh, but they're going to scare the heck out of you, the hell out of you, to make you obey that. And guess what? You'll show up right where they tell you to show up, and you'll do exactly what they tell you to do, because a slave always follows orders. So does a soldier. A warrior challenges anyone, and a warrior deals with anyone that challenges their sovereignty, regardless of who they are. But see, they so programmed us through the different ceremonial practices of making you say the order of priority is God, country, and your family. God, your family, and your country. Your country? What has your country done for you? Kennedy say, ask not what your country has done for you, but ask what you've done for your country. What, are you kidding me? That's what got you president. And then when you had the president in the press, that's what got you killed. So to answer your question, yes. And they are going to, they actually institute these slave programs to get you opposite of the immoral laws and to create those conditions for that. And you said about child support. Well, that's, as you know, Scotty would tell you about that. That is nothing more than a way to get you into the prison industrial complex. And that's exactly what they're going to do. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, it's been set up always for that. And let me, one of the things that they always trick, what you see when people go into a court that is all seeing and all knowing, is nothing blind about what they see. The only thing is that you're walking in blind because you have blind faith in the system. And they're going to serve you up. They're going to give you all the civil rights that you want, because civil rights means that you're a slave to the government. So, sisters, they are setting the men up in this system. Yes, men should be taking care of their responsibilities without a doubt. But you got to look at the big picture. The environment was created so that the men can't be doing that. And let me tell you something, sisters. You think that they're going to let you get away with it because they have no love for you at all. The same tricks that they've done against the men to attack them, they're going to actually use to destroy in you. They have no love for you. Regardless of what you think that you got, that you may have gained in something, it came at a price. Civil rights came at a price for us as people. Anytime they give you something, they're not giving anything for your benefit. They're giving you something to exploit you, and they're going to exploit it to the fullest. At some point, at some time, you got to realize you got to stop sitting down with the devil to make a deal. And until we're willing to do that, people will continue to lose their souls in that fraudulent deal that's signed with the devil. So, yes, they are definitely going to use that. They're going to increase the overall prison industrial complex by way of debt. Prisons by way of debt. Well, they will even do this. They won't have debt prisons, but what they really will have is debt labor force. That's what they're really moving for towards. Is debt labor force. Some of the executive orders that were signed says that in a case of a national emergency, people with intrinsical skills will be taken and will perform those skills, will be required to perform those skills for the government without pay. So what does that tell you? Oh, I hope you didn't realize what they just told you. You're going to be a slave by force. And if you don't, they didn't tell you what they would do to you if you refuse. What do you think that they will do? What have they done? What have governments done in the past? And don't give me this. The United States government has different, David. Home of the free, land of the brave. If you think that, you're very naive, purposely naive, because it's brought you some comfort so that you will be blind to its true agenda, homie. So, Mel asked a great, great question. And yes, they're going to use everything in their power, because when they actually enforce those executive orders by martial law and they actually take those individuals, anybody that refuses, one of the things about martial law is that you have no so-called rights anymore. Oh, you have no rights that man has given you. True. But see, the real rights and opportunity in life was given to you. No man didn't have a hand in. No man had a hand in. Your primary and absolute rights come from, and your unalienable rights come from the great creator God Almighty by you just existing. See, God's sovereignty is so secure, it doesn't even need to know your name. It doesn't have to have you recorded anywhere. But see, a manipulator needs to give you a name and needs to give you a number so that they can keep track of their property. And they can call their property, and they can call their sources of energy to move in a direction that they wanted to move, absent of what's in your best interest. So yes, they're going to use everything they've already put on paper, but see, it doesn't matter. Just like they write you a check that they tell you to cash, a check can bounce, a check is insufficient, a check, it means nothing. Why? Because it's just a debt instrument. That's why it's called insufficient funds. Have you ever had an insufficient funds on a real resource and a real asset? No. Why? Because it's not a debt instrument. So, what they're going to do is they're actually going to leverage this for their purpose, and they're going to write these laws, and they're going to tell you that you're going to obey them. They're going to do their Jedi mind trick on you and every other thing. And so much of that stuff works on us that is ridiculous, because we don't know ourselves. So to answer Mel's question, absolutely. This is just going to be one phase of it. And they're going to bring the event globally into the world for that to actually happen. I will tell you this, of a nuclear device, there was an article that we posted a little while ago, said that NATO said that they expect a nuclear device to go off in Europe. If a nuclear device goes off anywhere in the world, the United States, as I said earlier, will be in martial law within 48 hours. Under martial law within 48 hours. Oh, they love martial law. Don't even realize you've been under a state of martial law since you've been living here. So, Mel, did that answer your question, bro? Did you want to elaborate? What was your take on it?
Well, just thinking about, I mean, I agree with you, but with the child support thing, like most of that stuff is like hospital bills. They charge the father for everything, and they trump up all this money. And I'm thinking, well, damn, I never sat down, and usually when you go to borrow something from somebody, you sit down and you sign an agreement. Certain terms. There's usually certain terms with comes with that, but I don't remember ever asking them to do anything, me or mine. And furthermore, they truly do not care for the well-being of anybody's children. I mean, definitely not mine. So, and that's a really hell of a trick bag they got us in. Those are the only two things that you, those are only two debt, so-called debt that you cannot file bankruptcy on. They're there.
Yeah.
They do a thorough job, boy. They're pretty good at what they do.
Yeah. And you know, Mel, you brought up a good point. You said a contract is usually negotiated. But let me tell you, one of the things that I've learned, and now, the key to a contract is not for you to sign a contract that someone else has written. At most of the contracts that you write for your mortgage and everyone else, have you ever noticed something? The conflict of interest. Because the person that is going to actually be paid everything has an interest in a contract that is against you. Have you ever had a contract that you've read and then all of a sudden you say, okay, cool. Let's say you're going to buy a car. You see the contract that they want to give you. If you're going to engage in a contract, you say, okay, take this out, take that out, mark out what you don't want in it, initial it, and then write in it what you want in it. Then what do you think that that person with that contract is going to do? What do you think that car salesperson is going to do? What do you think that bank is going to do? Whoa. No. That's not what we do. No, for real. This real talk. This is what I want in the contract. This is what I agree to. Have you ever sent a mortgage company your contract before you engaged in the mortgage or the car payment? Have you ever sent them a contract, say, hey, this is what you need to do? This is the services that you need to provide. In order for me to do this, this is what we need to be in agreement of. That, no, you don't see that. Why? Because every contract is fraudulently based and is actually leveraged for you to fail that contract. There's nothing in that contract that protects you. So it is a fraudulent contract because it's based in actually a negligible gain. So this is, you know, these are just some of the things. And Mel, yeah, that's something that's very, very, very true. And it's, you know, you can't default on a lot of debts. Well, see, that's just what they tell you. And if you always go by what they say and you always hear their rules and play by their rules, they will always rule. Man told you, you can't do this and you can't do that. The same man that was created and has the same limitations as you. But the authority that they have is only by what you recognize. It's just like cash. People only get into cash as debt because they have a confidence that someone has the ability and have the confidence that they will pay. At some point in all, we need to default on this complete contract because the overall authorities have been negligent in the whole process. They get you to pay for, it's amazing. They're going to tell you that you're engaging in global warming by the systems that they created. And they're going to make you pay for it through taxes. They only tell you the only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes. Bull crap.
Hey, Brother Dan.
Taxes are illegal. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just sitting here thinking, like, you know, if a debt is owed to somebody, you know, just on the collection side of it, whoever's supposedly in debt can say, well, okay, I need an itemized statement. I need to know exactly what it is that you came up with this total for. I wonder if people can request itemized statements for that kind of
thing.
Child support debt. I bet you they couldn't provide it.
No. Right. Yeah, I mean, there is.
Well, that's supposed to make they can't provide you an itemized statement of every single charge, then that debt cannot be validated. It can't be a valid debt.
There are so many different ways and so many different things. And believe me, Mel's not talking about getting out of, you know, the overall responsibilities of things. No, that's not what it's all about. Check this out. One of the things that's very, very important, I don't know if you are aware of this. You got to be careful in everything that you do. Let's take, Mel brought up the point of like insurance. I mean, let's say it is a hospital bill. They want you to pay for everything. Well, we talked about this on Tando Radio Show. One of the things that you need to do, if you ever go to the hospital and they send you a bill, that's mildly interesting. Call them back and you tell them that that is mildly interesting because what you charge me is inflated. And you need to find out what the prices of what they've charged you for and say, listen, I'll pay you this because you did this. No, that was generic. What you did, you only paid this. I'll pay you this. You know what the hospital will do? They will agree and settle with you.
Exactly.
Why? Right. Because you got the right. You have to challenge what it is and you make them provide for you the proof that it was paid for. And then not only that, what was your pricing on this before you can charge me for it? If you just accept the debt, you're negligible by you accepting it in their courts. So one of the things you could do. Also, people, just like you have a credit score, there's also a medical score that you have. There's something called, and insurance agents will tell you this, MIB, the Medical Bureau of Information. So when you start, sometimes be careful what you say. Be careful what you admit to. Just because somebody asks you a question doesn't mean that you need to answer them. Anything you tell a doctor is recorded and it goes against you. Anything that you write on any form and you admit to on any form goes against you. And you need to know how that weighs against you and increases your overall rate of insurance that you would have to pay in so many things. Like, have you ever filled out anything that says, are you a smoker? And you say yes on it, you just made your insurance just go way up. You always have to question. A question is more important than an answer. Have you done this? Have you done that? Why are they asking you that? And why do we feel that we have an obligation to always answer the master? Because we've been taught to be the perfect slaves. And you're not going to get into heaven unless you tell the truth. They can lie all the way to hell and back. But God's got a special place for you because you lied. Come on, people. Let's really start to come together and start to look at things for what they really are, because we are living in a paradigm that enslaves. Remember, if you live your life for someone else, that person has two lives and you have none. So just because they have some celebrity authority that's been, you didn't give it to them, but if you engage into it, you just gave that authority to them. The most important thing is they always want you to surrender your free will. And your free will can never be surrendered unless you decide to do it. But there are consequences for everything that you do. As long as you're willing to pay the consequences of it, you are the most, and you have that type of mindset, which Prince did. You are the most dangerous person to the overall establishment. The establishment hates you because you won't conform. And they try to get you to conform in so many ways. Your friends and family and coworkers will always try to get you to conform. Why you always got to go to, why can't you just go along with the program and everything else? Because you go along with the program. That don't mean I got to go along with the program. Last I checked, I was born alone. I live alone. And ultimately, I'm going to make the great transformation alone. Or what you would say, I'm going to die alone. So leave me to hell alone. The great creator made no mistake in making you an individual. But we need to look at these things individually and say, you know what? This does not serve the interest of me. And I don't care what it does for everybody else, but I hope everybody else that does care, I'll support you in this whole thing because I don't want to enslave you. As we always say here, everybody, nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody wants to have one. So be careful what you disclose about yourself to anyone and to anything. Why in the world do we feel that we need to have some form of moral obligation to an immoral system? These people have proven themselves unequivocally unable to do any form of adjudication, moral adjudication. So we have to have a different consciousness that, than those that created the problem. We have to think anew. And that requires us to restructuralize and to rebuild, but by first tearing down what has been created. And it's really easy to tear it down. Just don't give it your energy. Whatever you don't give your energy to, it dies before you. I'm not giving any energy to this or that. And watch, it'll wilter away. Regardless of what it threatens you with. Threats don't move you. Your free will is independent and sovereign. It goes where you decided to go. So, man, Brother Mel, great, great question. Did you want to elaborate, or was it something else that you want to?
No, no, I'm good. I'm just listening to you. Thank you.
For sure, man. As always, man, much love, much respect, man. Can't wait to catch you Monday in class, brother.
Likewise.
All right, my man Mel. Man, that was a great question Mel asked, because it's, yes, they're going to you. Everything that they give you is a setup for your downfall. Because they play and pray for your downfall. Where my man, where'd that come from? Run DMC? DMC said that, right? I think that's what it was. So, listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Oh, man, time flies. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you got a question or comment, definitely jump in. When we come back out of the break, we'll continue the show where we are. You're listening to, oh, give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound, hit star 61. Hey, if you actually think, Dave, nah, man, you off your rocker on this and that, I would love to hear. I definitely, definitely respect your opinion, because I know I have one. An opinion doesn't make you right. It's just an opinion. Everybody's got one, but it doesn't make them right. I would love to hear from you because it's so important. So give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a Black man or Black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and enjoying this conversation and this actual opportunity to share some time with you. And before we get out of here, we got to jump into another part of the – so I want to hurry up this one article that we were talking about, the secret shame of the middle class of America – secret shame of middle class America. So now, the article goes on and says, $400, who knew? Well, I knew. I knew because I'm in that 47%. I knew what it is like. I know what it's like to have to juggle creditors to make it through a week. I know what it's like to have to swallow my pride and constantly dumb people to pay me so that I can pay others. I know what it's like to have liens slapped on me and to have my bank account levied by creditors. I know what it's like to be down to my last $5, literally. Well, I wait for a paycheck to arrive, and I know what it is like to move this down to subsist some days on a diet of eggs. I know what it's like to dread going to the mailbox because there will always be a new bill to pay, but seldom a check to which to pay them. I know what it is like to have to tell my daughter that I don't know if I will be able to pay for her wedding. It all depends on whether something good has happened. And I know what it's like to have to borrow money from my adult daughter because my wife and I have run out of heating oil. How much time we got? Okay. You won't know. Let me move this down. Excuse me. You won't know any of this. You wouldn't know any of that to look at me. I like to think that I appeared reasonably prosperous. Nor would you know that it took. If you looked at my resume, I have a presumably good career as a writer. 5 books. 500 articles published, a number of awards and fellowships, a small, very small, but respectable reputation. You wouldn't even have known it if you looked at my tax return. I'm nowhere near rich, but I have typically a middle, solid, or even at times upper middle class income, which is about writing a writer can expect, even a writer who has teachings and lectures and writes on television script, as I do. And you certainly wouldn't know if you talked to me, because the last thing I would ever do until now is admit that financial insecurities or think of finance in importance because of many of the circumstances of sexual improvidence, not least of them, which is the desperate need to make it and pretend everything is going to seemingly work out in truth. It may be more embarrassing than anything else. Let me tell you, I got to hurry up because we got to get to the other part of the show. Now, why is this so, so important? This is so important because this is so many of us. This is everyone here. And it's everyone here because the system has designed this to be that way. Oh, this was perfect for what Mel asked. This person has is gainfully employed, but willfully short. Gainfully schooled, but willfully short on education of economics and how they work. because the system doesn't want you to know these things, so that you will always be what? In that position of need and necessity. So who gains from that? Who gains from that? You don't. You definitely don't. And this is something that you need to change in your life. One of the most important things that you can do for yourself and your family is to become a prodigious saver. And you don't just save in what they taught you to save in. No, you don't do that. You use currency for what it's used for, but you save in real money. And until we become prodigious savers, we will continue to be consumers that are being consumed by the bigger fish. We're never harvesting. We're never storing. We're never building. We live always in a race of comfort, as every consumer does. And it's willfully short of our potential. And it actually stymies and hamstrings our ability to grow, as people. Because there comes a stress that goes along with it all. And some of us are learning this lesson the hard way. And I want to tell you, one of the things that I learned as a young man, that the wise heeds good instruction while a fool learns from experience. So many of us have learned some very strong teachings from the experience from being a fool. And this is what I want to help and ensure that you don't engage in as much as I possibly can. Because it's so important that we become the wise and heed good instruction so that we can actually give good instruction and to really say why it's good instruction for the people and insist that people ask a question on things, so that they can learn and open up. And so that people can see that there is a necessary movement for us to stop stealing from each other. And as my one friend says, you know, it's so funny, Dave. And they were talking about in general, in that most people want reparations in our community. Which is understandably, but the bad thing is that they want us to pay it from within ourselves. And that's a very, very powerful statement. And what was really being said is that we will, there are so many people, you know, we know a lot of people that will just exploit particularly our people because they're vulnerable to certain things and they're desperate. One of the things that we got to do is we got to get out of that desperate state. How do you get out of that desperate state? One of the things you have to realize is this. Some of that desperate state we self-inflicted upon ourselves and put ourselves there. And the only way that we're going to get away from that is if we start changing our overall behavior. And when it comes to different things, and monetarily is one, we have to become disciplined to become prodigious savers. No excuse. Whatever your excuses are, you have to realize they are just that. You have to have the will and the persistence. And more importantly, one of the things that made Prince the greatest artist and the musician ever was his ambition. See, when you're really ambitious, when you bump up against a locked door, you don't continue to pull on that door and you don't sit down until someone opens it. You go and create your own door, even if you need to grab a battering ram to go and do it. You don't wait for anyone, you do everything yourself. And you move along in that environment with other people that you can work with because they're doing the same. So we must engage in a different form of existence. Our labor, our energy cannot be wasted. Don't say you're wasting your money, because if you say you're wasting your money, you're only going to continue to waste your money. You need to look at it for what it really is. You're wasting your energy, and you're not going to have that energy that you had 20 years ago. You need to save it and store it. And you need to engage in that right now and learn that, so that our children can start to learn those things. So then they can start to, because of what they stored, now they can decide their direction in this and establish a legacy and culture. Because culture, the culture of saving, the culture of building, the culture of ambition. This is so important among us. So there was another article, and I want to skip to it in the last part of the show. And we will pick up the 96 hours on Monday for sure, but there was just too many important things that I wanted you to do. Listen, just because you are in that position where that $400 would, but you can change that. But what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to release and no longer give energy to the consumer in you. Oh, one of the things that they never told you is that in order for you to stop the addiction is that you're going to have to wean yourself from the drug. No one else can do it for you. You're going to have to stop giving energy to consumerism. And you have to be practical in saving. You pay yourself first. Don't give me that stuff about taxes, death, and all of that stuff. That was some man lie that they made up for a fraudulent tax system, which is illegal itself. You earned it. You worked for it. You did it. You pay yourself first. One of the things I tell people in the precious metals, let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you all, this class is very important for you to be in. One of the people I tell in the precious metals is this, is that when you have real money, you transfer the liability of default from you, the borrower, back to the lender. Because if you default, you won't care. You'll still be sovereign because you have real assets that you can rely on. Assets that can't be seized. There is such a thing. When you have those assets, you transfer the liability of the debt back to the debtor. Now, guess what? You don't have a debt problem. They do. When you have no real assets and you have debt, you have a debt problem. Because if you try to default on that debt and don't have a way to maintain your overall economic direction, your overall stability, you are going to be subject to receivership. This is what has gotten the United States in the economic position that it is in, and they are going to bring you down with the ship. Oh, but you didn't realize that you weren't on the Titanic. You are the Titanic. And they're going to run you into, which they probably never ever hit an iceberg. It probably was a bomb that was on there. They're going to blow this baby up. You're the Titanic. The rest of the world is on the Titanic ship, and they better jump off board, and they already know. So this is why it's so important for you to change and to get real education of things, not schooling. So another article in the last 15 minutes of the show, there's an article that I posted. This was posted yesterday. The U.S. really might stop producing pennies. Why would they stop doing that? One of the things I also teach in the class is that there are things that you could do regardless of what your economic situation is. Whenever you start to see the governments taking away silver or gold out of their coins or demonetizing silver and gold, that's because they're broke. That's because they are going by the way of all the other economic empires of the world. They are going to be a part of the history of the demise of that set name empire. There's a reason why they want to get rid of pennies. Let me check it out. Cost of the coins. Let me see if I can do this real quick. It says it's getting serious. The Wall Street Journal reports that in March 2015, a memo to U.S. President Barack Obama, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said he has a plan to suspend production of veritable pennies. When the existence of the memo had not been disclosed previously, the idea of ditching the one cent piece has been a predominant debate for a few decades among the arguments for the pennies. Fallout of the circulation almost immediately forces the United States Mint to continuously stamp out more, and the cost almost twice as much to produce as their worth, according to the most recent data from the U.S. Mint. Coin cost, here it is. We're rushing in this because this is telling you everything. Quarters. It says this, costly coins. Production coins per coin in the fiscal year 2014. Quarters, 0.08. Nickels, 0.0809. Dimes, 0.39. Pennies, 0.01. So what is that saying? It costs them 8 cents to make, almost 9 cents to make a quarter. Almost a little over 8 cents to make a nickel. And almost 3 cents to make a dime, and almost a penny and a half to make a penny. Why is this? Why can't they do this anymore? Because they can't afford to do it, because they are broke. But this is the most important thing. Have you seen all of those bring your coins here and they give you dollars for them? If you engage in that, I always tell my people in precious metals, so you just made a bad financial decision. One of the things that you need to do is to hold on to your coins, because they're not coupons. And this is clear indications of why and where this everything is going. They are going to have nothing but, they're going to change the coins. They're going to get rid of nickels this year and dimes. Nickels and pennies. They're going to get rid of the penny. They're going to get rid of the coins. Pretty soon, oh, they'll make the cash as pretty as it wants to be. They'll put all kinds of colors and everything else on it. But pretty soon, they're going to have plastic coins. Or they'll just get rid of coins altogether. Why? Because it won't cost them nothing. That will make them, that will allow them to actually steal your labor in even more. Oh, my goodness, people, we have got to wake up to what real truth is. Everything they ever taught you economics on has been a lie.
Brother
and has
Dave,
been used against you. Yes.
You got me cracking up over here, man, talking about the pretty colors and dazzling you with the holograms and the you know what I'm saying? But
man, Scotty, you know this true. Go ahead.
But think about this, though, with the big deal about they already announced in 2020 they're going to put Harriet Tubman on the 20. They're going to put Martin Luther King on the back of the five,
and some
other people, and they're about to phase out this currency. So yeah, you know, when we about to phase it out, we'll slap some people on. Man, they're a trip.
Scotty.
No, I'm just saying it's a trip, man, when you think about it.
We're totally being set up and we're being used. And the thing is that we have to walk away from that. You know, it's a slap in Harriet Tubman's face to put her as a picture for a coupon. It's a slap in Martin Luther's face to put him on a coupon that is going to actually enslave you. The wage of a slave is debt. Do you read your dollar bill? It says that this is legal tender. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. And look at it. It's a Federal Reserve note. They're going to put, they're telling you, and you know what they do? They enslave you and then they laugh at you as they're doing. They say that these people don't even know that we got them. You're going to put Harriet Tubman on there? Really? And once again, you know Harriet Tubman saying, I freed many, but I won't be able to free those that use this because they don't even know that they're a slave. Oh, they know what Harriet Tubman said. They know what that was all about. They know what Martin was all about when he finally decided, no, I'm not going to be I'm not going to actually be the voice of your cause anymore. Oh, now you got to die. It is, let me tell you something. We have lost our prosperity because we have walked away from true wealth. You mean to tell me there is no difference between the U.S. dollar bill, the paper, and the monopoly paper that's in your game? It's just a confidence level is different, and the whole world is losing confidence. Oh, they're going to get – see, and another thing you didn't even know is that those – they're coming out with that stuff by 2012 because the economic collapse will be full-blown. And that is going to be the new devalue currency. Yeah, it may say 20 on it, but it won't be able to buy 50 cents worth of goods. Yeah, it will. It'll be a $5, but it won't be able to buy 5 cents worth of goods. And they're going to slap you in the face and put some black people on there because they were known as the slave times and the slave means. You're not going to get away from them. If you continue to play by their rules, they will rule. Everyone, you need to get in this class and learn some of the things that can actually help and benefit you. Regardless of what you think, it's what you know that really matters. We got a caller that's in queue. Want to go to him really quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hi, my name is Isha. I want to say thank you for your precious metal class. I wish I would have gotten into it at least 2 years ago, and now I'm starting to really pay attention to the things that come through my hands, and also I'm teaching my kids the same, so thank you for that.
Man, Isha, I appreciate you so much, and you know, it's so funny, we all come into different things at different times. You're right on time. You are right on time, Isha. And that's the only thing that really, really matters. Because now what happens is this. The most important thing about the different classes is that your energy has changed. And now you'll start to ask questions. And that is more valuable than anything else. So I'm going to tell you, sister, you're not late. You are right on time. And it's a pleasure having you. In the class is a pleasure having Mel is there. It's a pleasure having Mel in that class because your class is a great class because your class asks a lot of questions and they engage in it, and it's you guys really learn a lot, and that's why I really use your class for a lot of training with other people. So hold on 1 second, sis. How much time we got? We got another caller include. Hold on, Isha, 1 sec. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis, this is Brother Davis, man. I just wanted to call and give you a shout out. I'm out here with my grandchildren. We in the park.
I hear the babies.
We're trying to enjoy some of this here tranquility that nature's giving us. But, oh, by the way, I'll be in that class next week starting Monday. I was trying to get other people into it, but it seems like their schedules are out of whack. What is an old saying? I can offer you a hand, but I can't carry you. You know what I mean? Hey, look, y'all be blessed.
Yes, sir. Love you, Brother Davis. Give our regards to the family. Mel is here and it's just, man, these individuals are people that are in my class and we have a relationship. And let me tell you something about our relationship. And Mel, you're there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And it's, are you there, Isha?
Yes. I'm here.
Okay. So I'm sorry about that. Before we have a relationship. And my whole thing is that we are in this completely and collectively, and we're going to definitely do things together because this is what we have to do, because at the appropriate time, we are going to have to depend on each other for different things. So I just want to say to you two, because you two are in the same class together. And I'm going to tell you, they are funny because They ask some great, great questions all the time. All the time in the class, we'll wait till the end of the class. Mel will be like, wait, hold on, I got a question. Wait, you mean to tell me? And it's
right.
Isn't that true? That is so true. It's priceless for our class.
Well, for the price, though, the premium to pay that, man, it's invaluable, man. $25.
True.
That's,
can't beat it.
You can't beat it, man, with the information that you give us. So I do want to, again, thank you for that.
Man, I appreciate you all. We are all in this together. So, hey, that's going to be the end of the show, and I will see you. You have the class tonight. You need to be at that class tonight because that was the one of the ones that you missed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So you know what time? So, yeah, that was the one that you missed, and I think it was another one too. We got to catch you up on that. Okay, everyone. I just want to say thank you for listening today. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect to you all, and remember, before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. God willing. Peace.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. Comes from pain.